This is Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. We begin Chaf Amud Beis 20b, the first section. It is the black text. So yesterday we saw, right, that the halacha was going to be paskin like Beis Shammai. That way we don't bring the ola, we don't do smicha on Yantif, because right, Hillel HaZaken was kind of humble, he didn't want to have a fight, and he seemed to accede to the position of Beis Shammai. So one of the students of Shammai HaZaken got up, and he knew the halacha was like Beis Hillel. So Shalach, he sent Behavi called Son Kedar Sheb Yerushalayim. He sent, he brought all the Kedar sheep in Yerushalayim. Right? They were a certain type of sheep. Right? When we say Wagyu beef, we know this is the prize, this is fabulous. I don't know what was special about Son Kedar, but it's meant to evoke a similar type of conception of this sheep. So he sent for all these sheep, Behemidan Bazar, and he put them up in the courtyard of Beis HaMikdash. And he said, Be'amar Kamisha wrote to Lismach, Yabav Yismach, anyone who wants to come and do smicha should come and do smicha, like the position of Beis Hillel. Be'osa Hayom Gavra Yadan Shabbos Hillel. That day the Beis Hillel's hands, right, were strengthened. Right, they overcame Beis Shammai. Be'kavu Halacha Kemos, and the Halacha was set like Beis Hillel. There was not one person who even whispered about this at all. Nobody said, boo. Everybody accepted that halacha. There certainly is something deep and fabulous about the fact that it took a student of Beis Shammai to set the halacha like Beis Hillel. Again, that is beyond the scope of the podcast, but it should at least be noted. That's fascinating. Shuv Ma'aseh B'Talmidechem B'Talmidei Beis Hillel. So there was another incident with the students of Beis Hillel. So one student from the students of Beis Hillel, Shehebi Alasa La'azara L'Smochalei, brings his Ola to the courtyard to do Smicha and Yantif. Mitzah O'Talmidechem B'Talmidei Beis Shammai. Excuse me. So one student comes over from the students of Shammai and says to the student of Beis Hillel, Amar Lo Mazu Smicha, what in the world are you doing? You can't do Smicha on Yantif, on this animal. Amar lo, so Beis Hillel's student retorts back to him, Mazu shtika, right? What is silence? In other words, you should shut your mouth. Just said it a little bit nicer. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. You do not come and argue the position of Beis Shammai when the halacha is accepted like Beis Hillel. And shtiko ben izifa, right? And he, right, firmly sends him away. Sorry, lost my place for a second. Apologize. All right, vehalachlo. Right, so he quieted him, and he sent him away. Okay. Now, Amar Abaye. From there, we learn, says Abaye, Hilchach. Therefore, Haitzur Merabanan Demalei Chavrei Milsa. Any Talmud Chacham, right, whose friend says to him something in a challenging fashion. Right, even if in appropriate fashion. You should not respond tfei with more than what your friend said to you. How do we know that? The student of Shammai said to him, Mazu smicha. But what are you doing smicha for? The response was, Mazu shtika. Why don't you be quiet? Right? Same number of words, same number of letters. There's an equivalence in the reaction. All right, don't go overboard. Keep some balance. Okay. Tanya, now we learn in a brisa. So now we're going to go back and ask ourselves the question, what is Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai really arguing about whether an ola can be brought on Yantif? Right, that's part of the argument. So Amr Lahan Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Okay, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, I'm going to prove to you that on Yantif you can offer an ola. Right, Uma b'makom. Right, so Amar Lahan Beis Hillel le'Beis Shammai, Uma b'makom she'asur lehedyot, mutar legavoa. Right, when you're not allowed to shecht an animal for a hedyot for a regular person, i.e. on Shabbos. On Shabbos, right, you can't shecht an animal, you can't cook an animal, you can't do anything. It's asur. But in that case, mutar legavoa, it is permitted to shecht an animal right? An Ola that is brought in the morning and in the afternoon in the Musaf, right? For the one on high in the Beis HaMikdash, that's true on Shabbos, right? Now extend that to Yontif. Mikom Shemutar LeHedyon. In a place where it is permissible for a regular person in their house to shecht an animal. On Yontif, you can shecht and cook an animal. Right? Eino din shemutar legavoah. Shouldn't it be, right, that it should be allowed to shecht an animal, right, for the one on high, for Hashem? Right? If on Shabbos it's usher for you and it's mutter for Hashem, on Yontif, but it's mutter for you, of course it should be mutter for Hashem. So Amr Lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, that's a nice argument, right? Well done, Beis Hillel, but you're wrong. I'm going to bring you a case and demonstrate that it's indeed not true. All right? Nidarim unidavos yochichu. All right? So we have this middle ground. There's, right, on the one hand, we're talking about total permissibility in your house. That's the hedyot, right? Shecht an animal, eat it. Then there's the ola, which is, right, fully consumed, right? And on Yontif, we're talking about the ola's re'iyah, right? You come, you bring your ola. There's like a middle category, which is a voluntary offering to Hashem. Right? Nedarim unedavos yochichu. Right? Voluntary korbanos that you either gifted or vowed to the Beis HaMikdash, they'll prove it. Shemutar lehedyo, that on Yontif, you're allowed to shecht an animal for you to eat. But ve'asar legavoa. But it is indeed prohibited to bring those on the Mizbeach. So I'll show you a case where it is permitted for a regular person. It's usur for Hashem. And therefore, the olas re'iyah, says Beis Shammai, will follow suit. You can check the animal for yourself, but not for the Beis HaMikdash. We'll continue this conversation between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai tomorrow, as this concludes our learning for today.